Now, here are your hosts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. It's just Todd and I tonight. I'm still getting over a cold or whatever, but we're going to react to the college football playoff. We've got it on the screen. Probably can't do this, but we're going to. I guess benefits of being small so far. But anyways, Todd, a little recap of week 13. What stuck out to you most?
What's going on? I had to dim my light, man. I got short hair, and it looked like I was going bald there for a second. That freaked me out, so I had to hit the lights there for a second. So I think the one game is was Ohio State, Indiana. I mean, I think that's the big one we wanted to talk about on a recap there. You know, great drive by Indiana to start the game. And I think we called it well. We luckily that was a sweat, man.
Yeah.
that first quarter.
First quarter plus 3.5, easy cash.
And I had the under. I had the under. And that timeout with like 10 seconds. And I was like, man, just run the ball. Please, can you just run the ball? So, but a good domination there. I mean, Ohio State played really well. They dominated it. I think it came back that Indiana just hasn't played anybody. It's still a good team. I'm not trying to say they're not a good team, but Ohio State played really well and they dominated that game. And I think they could have made it a lot uglier than they did.
Well, you can sit here and watch the suits talk about it, or you can watch Smitty and myself as Ken hops in, fumble punt, killer Indiana. Yeah, there were a lot of things. I think, and I kind of touched on it, why I only liked the plus 3.5 for the first quarter, is I thought Indiana could do a good job of kind of surprise attacking Ohio State, but eventually the athletes from Ohio State were going to just be able to pull away, and that's what happened. I hate it. We'll see tonight what the playoff committee does with Indiana, but I think for me the most surprising results were Alabama and Ole Miss both losing. It's like, come on, guys. Does anybody want to be in this college football playoff? Because I'm afraid that now the SEC, which looked like they could make a case to get 5 teams in, may only get 3 in now. And it's going to be sad for whoever is getting the boot. But, I mean, thoughts on Alabama and Ole Miss? Just – really, Alabama with a no-show. At least Ole Miss was trying to win.
Well, I know Q is probably happy with that Florida result, but yeah, you know, Ole Miss, it's kind of, Matt, it's like, should you take the points in games? They get down to the red zone so many times, and then it was, let's run a play. And listen, I'll be honest. I was going at home. I was sitting on the couch or lazy boy and going, go for it. Go. It's 4th and 1. And they ran stupid plays.
Yeah.
If you would have taken the points, maybe you should take the points. I think so many people get so aggressive early in games, sometimes take points. And maybe I got to keep my mouth shut about Mike Tomlin there with the Steelers. Sometimes he does that a lot sometimes. And maybe it's a good thing, but yeah, you know, Florida, again, we talked about it. They're a good team. They're playing really well right now. But Kiffin, again, it just they if they would have kicked field goals, they would have been okay. I was blown away. I was shocked and a lot of people were on Oklahoma. I'm not trying to say win the game, but to cover the spread there, Bama really, that was a bad performance there.
Happy Tuesday, Sean. Thanks for hopping on with us late. As these rankings start rolling out, Colorado drops all the way to 25.
Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas, the killer, just comes again. BYU probably played their way out unless they win the Big 12. This Arizona State team is really playing well right now.
That guy, give him a raise. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Kenny Dillingham does it again. And then Iowa State, they're kind of the forgotten team in the Big 12, which the Big 12 is going to be crazy this weekend because I think I heard this morning that they have like 7 teams that are all still up for winning the Big 12.
Tulane, one of the best ATS teams, Memphis this week. I think that's a Friday.
14, yeah, it's a Friday, Thursday game. Maybe 14. A Thursday game. I hopped on Memphis early, plus
Yeah, I kind of like Memphis in that too. I kind of like Memphis also in that.
I think we're overvaluing Tulane. They are good, but you know, they just beat up on Navy that looks really
good.
That's
a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of points in that. Hey, I'll tell you, A&M I think is going to hang with Texas.
And South Carolina, I think the South Carolina Gamecocks team, we talked about them a lot throughout the season. Just a lot of up and down with Lenora Sellers, but they're only plus 2.5, I think, to beat Clemson this weekend. So that should be fun too. I'd kind of love it if they knocked Clemson out of the playoff. If they're even on the bubble still.
There's Ole Miss. Maybe you can run another 4th-and-1. Another 4th-and-1 there for you.
So Ole Miss currently outside looking in. I'm going to assume Alabama is next. Just going to bunch all these SEC teams up together. I think Indiana, you know, if Ole Miss and Alabama both win, I think Indiana may be on the outside looking in. But at this point, assuming they blow out Purdue, which who hasn't this year, I think Indiana's still in.
Yeah, they're gonna blow out. And they'll put a whipping on Purdue this week.
Yeah. So
yeah, I can't. But you know, Matt, we talked real quick. We talked about these teams. You know, I don't know how cold it was out there. But it's these teams going. That was out. A little colder temps from Bama out to Oklahoma. We talked about it on the show. I think you're gonna, you know, and that could be the first round of the playoffs again. Some of these teams going into, like, you know, if it's Notre Dame or Penn State, good luck. I mean, December 21st, good luck. It's going to be cold.
Clemson.
Yeah, they're going to be in the battle. South Carolina, man, South Carolina, that's going to be a good game.
I bet Indiana's 11. If they fell that far. This is
Indiana. That was the one good game that they really needed. That first drive was so promising. Oh my goodness!
But you had a feeling that they were going to come out strong.
Yeah, the punter, like Ken said, I mean, the punter dropping it, that was a killer. I mean, but I think, wow, Boise State.
They looked very beatable the other night.
They played
Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah.
Well, I was on that under. They only won 17-13. I get it. It's cold and windy and
Laramie. Yeah, tough conditions.
That should benefit Ashton Genty, who only had 169 yards. It's a slow day at the office when Genty
like 200. Is that great when you can say only 169 yards?
As Ken just said, Boise State looked very beatable. I agree. I think that rematch with UNLV, that's going to be good.
There's Indiana. There's the Hoosiers.
Indy. Knocked down to 10, so they're still in.
Yeah, they're still. Yeah, they're okay. They'll put a thump in.
SMU. Gaining ground. I like this SMU team. I think Rhett Lashley's probably gone after this year.
Well, they got deep pockets, man. They got deep pockets.
I know. But again, how far can you really grow a program at SMU? I know
I think with the pockets,
a very wealthy team, and I think being in the ACC is going to help. But he's an SEC guy.
Virginia had chances to score in that game too, but they just couldn't do it.
Tennessee may have been the biggest winner out of this weekend. They just got to sit back, beat up on who? UTEP, and then.
Well, they got what? Vandy this week. Vandy this week. Yeah. Isn't it Vandy?
Vandy. Yeah, they get Vandy. I just wanted to thank SMU for going up. For going to. Yeah.
know Nick wasn't happy with that too.
Jay Way says, who is the best two-loss team? I think Georgia, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'd say Georgia. I like Georgia a lot still.
But, again, Georgia has shown that they're very beatable. Carson Beck, if you can force Carson Beck to turn the ball over, which he's prone to do anyways, this Georgia team just doesn't have that knockdown, drag-out defense like they usually have.
So dogs. I like that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, Georgia, I think, is at the top of the list of the team that nobody wants to face in the playoff. I don't care if they're the 12 seed or the 2 seed. Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
It's all shaping up to be Miami-SMU. Whoever gets that one, does the loser get in?
I don't.
I think you've got – I mean, as much of an SEC homer as I am, I think Miami has proven
that – Man, they're entertaining. They score a lot. They give up a lot of points, don't they?
I think the harder case to make is SMU. If SMU loses to Miami in the ACC championship game, gets blown out, they're done.
Notre Dame, yep.
Notre Dame, quiet team that nobody's really talking about.
And hey, we called that great. I'm going to throw it on Nick. I'm not going to take credit. I mean, I was on the game too. The over, we said they were going to score a lot of points. They about did it themselves. We got it at 44.5. That was a great call by Nick, and I jumped on it, and I gave out some things on our show too about it. That was great. And we'll throw out some little nuggets here before the show. We're done with that because keep an eye on Army this week, their game, Penn State. Yeah, I agree with Nick. I think Notre Dame should be over Penn State. Texas could be in trouble this week.
And no surprises here.
Yeah.
Everything stays the same. Everything's coming down to that Oregon-Ohio State rematch. Notre Dame can't go any higher than 5, get in a conference. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is that. They beat up on a lot of nobodies. Lose to Northern Illinois. I love it. Arizona State sneaks in there as the 12 seed.
Beautiful.
Yep. I think they deserve to get in.
Yeah.
Look at their job.
What an unbelievable job, that guy. Oh, my goodness.
Notre Dame lost to NIU. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. But, again, if you look at Notre Dame, they're taking care of business now. And I'm not saying their schedule's great. I'm not trying to – their schedule is not fantastic, but they are taking care of business, and they're beating people the right way.
I can't wait for SEC people to lose their marbles. Yep.
Oh, you got to love that Alabama right there. A little Indiana Penn State.
I don't think Ole Miss or Alabama can even play their way in right now. They're both going to win this weekend. Alabama's got Auburn, the Iron Bowl. And then the Egg Bowl for Mississippi State. Ole Miss is like a 26-point favorite. Okay, if you blow them out by 31, you did what you're supposed to do. I still don't see how you trump any of the teams that are in here.
I think Bama has the best shot there, Matt, and they would have to really put on a great show. I mean, Auburn was the one, and that was the game we talked about all last week that was that weird line with A&M. And it was fishy, and they got the win overall. So I think if Bama can do a really good job there and blow somebody out.
Me too, Jayway. I'm an SEC fan, and I'll always think that SEC team's going to win.
But, Ole Miss is done. Ole Miss was done when they weren't kicking field goals early in the game.
Oh, Trey says I'm taking Trey over Notre Dame.
Ooh, no way. Trey, thanks for being here.
I mean, that's an ugly game.
I think Notre Dame
is going to be a classic James Franklin game, though, where he probably has the lead going into the fourth quarter, and we're just going to wonder, all right, how's he going to lose this one?
But hey, can I say something? I mean, I was on Minnesota.
Yes,
okay. That was a game I gave out, and I love
expecting Drew Aller. Aller has played really good this season.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I was on Minnesota in that game, and I got the winner there. But what a great call by Franklin on that fake punt. I give him a lot of credit. That was a situation, needed to make a good play. Big call there, switched the game completely, went for it late in the game on 4th and 1, and they went for it, didn't kick the field goal, could have went up a little bit more, went for it, and they got, you know, they, so I give a lot of credit, man. James Franklin was aggressive, and that's what he needs to do in some of these games coming up. So, but I'd take Notre Dame over Penn State.
It would be a disgusting game. But I think that's what Penn State would need. You don't want Riley Leonard throwing all over the place. You just want slow and steady. Try to be the first team to score 20 points, and you probably win.
But can I tell you, growing up 24 miles outside Penn State, State College there, that's going to be beautiful weather on December 20th or 21st.
That's what I've heard a lot of people talking about. Enjoy. Is getting these December games in the winter, having an SEC team go up north.
No, yeah, and you know, we said that, like, it, you know, if you had somebody like Georgia going up, I mean, South Bend, Beaver yeah. Stadium, it's going to be rough, man. That's not going to be fun. Not going to be fun at all. It's going to be really bad conditions, and it's going to be chilly. But I'll tell you a funny story though. I went up with Q the first year to Ann Arbor. And it was the week before Thanksgiving, and they played Maryland the first year we went up a couple years ago, and it was like 65. And all the guys up there we were tailgating with that are like the locals, they were like, it's usually 25 degrees and snowing, and it we were wearing shorts, so you never know.
Yeah, Georgia off a bye. They will be, I mean – look, Kirby Smart's still one of the best college football coaches out there. He's going to be ready for whoever they play. I think my biggest concern is Carson Beck. Can Carson Beck deliver you from evil?
Yeah, don't throw picks. Don't be colorblind. Throw to the right team.
Yep.
We need, like, I have it on my big screen here, and we have it on the screen here. I need to hear what she's saying. Like, Tennessee, I mean, I like these matchups here. You got Big Ten.
It could matter for seeding if Georgia plays Texas, loses to
you got
Texas,
SEC. Like, you got to.
As an at-large bid. And here's one other strange, controversial thing to pay attention to. In this ranking, we are talking about the possibility of the Big 12 champion ultimately jumping Boise State and getting a bye, which is possible.
I think that's very possible.
That the 5 highest ranked conference champions are not guaranteed to the Power 4. And if you look down in the ranking, Tulane is sneaking around there.
Yeah. What the no reseeding.
You have a 3-loss Big 12 champion, and Tulane runs the table and wins the American Athletic Conference as a 2-loss champion. Now, I am not projecting, as we stand
that's
here
a tough
today,
question.
That they would get that 5th highest ranked spot and bump out the Big 12. But
well,
I
right
am
now,
saying it could.
Open I'll tell you, and I hate to say this because I'm a Michigan guy.
Rules that it's not a reservation.
I think Ohio State's playing the best football
that's a
right
great
now.
Great point, Heather. And the one thing is, you look at yep. the rankings; they do have Kansas State ranked.
Ohio State worries me a lot this year, and Kansas yeah. State, especially if they beat Oregon, which I feel like they should. In a rematch, Carson Beck has a Lambo off the Dodge Charger.
That may come yeah. into play as well. Can you even imagine?
Georgia, as long as they're not on the road.
There's no doubt. But they lost their 2 games.
I personally like Georgia. Kansas State lost. But it concerns me about them Tall Hill to climb. Matchups. I'd have to see where it goes. But I think right now, too, you know, you take down – if you get in that Big Ten championship game, you get Oregon and you get Ohio State getting in the rematch. That's in Indianapolis. That's going to be a big-time crowd for – Ohio State. I think they win that game. I think they come back and they beat Oregon. Yeah. I don't know how great Oregon's been playing. I'm not trying to say they're not a good team, but then I think Oregon's in the better spot. Or excuse me, Ohio State's in the better spot.
Yeah.
I think going through. Little Cooper flag there. There you go.
Yeah, everybody's starting to shift over to basketball season. We still have really good football coming up, including this weekend.
Yeah, there's the team right now that everybody keep. That's a great game this week. Kansas Baylor. Can they go down and pull another upset? I think it's
at this point, I really like Kansas. I think that this, as good as this team has been playing, you want to get a bowl game, right?
Yeah. What a great job. Yeah.
They can be bowl eligible.
I've only done one so far, Matt. Bets for the week. Coming off a really good week. I did UTSA against Army. I took the +7 this morning and jumped on that.
Kansas got some dogs. They do. Jalen Daniels was one of the shorter shots to win the Heisman this year. Supposed to have a good season. Never did. Ohio State, Penn State, Natty would be electric for maybe one quarter. And SEC people would lose their minds to have to watch Big Ten. I know we got an all-SEC national championship a couple times, but
I'd like that, being a Big Ten guy.
What's your stance on Alabama? Really, do they deserve a spot? Man, I
think they should be right there. You know what? I don't know. That was a bad loss last week. I mean, Oklahoma. I don't know, Matt.
There, grab that still shot.
When you're out, the latest ranking. Losing Oklahoma.
Man, the path to Ohio State getting to the national championship, if this were to be the final bracket, they'd have to probably play Oregon again.
Yeah, I think.
Three games. When I think they're the best two teams in the country.
Hey Matt, so let's do this for fun. Let's go right now. Arizona State, Ohio State. Who you got?
Ohio State.
Okay, I do too. Tennessee, Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay. Indiana, Penn State.
The game that we should have seen in the regular season. I think I'm going to go Indiana.
I'm going to go Penn State.
SMU Notre Dame would be a fantastic game.
I'm going to go Notre Dame.
I would go SMU plus the points. But I would like to see SMU.
We're not talking about
points. I know. I had to throw that in there, though. I would go SMU.
All right. So Ohio State, Boise.
I think Kevin Jennings could cause Notre Dame some problems. Ohio State. Ohio State, if they're in the 5 seed, they have the easiest path. And I would even argue maybe you don't want to win the Big Ten championship. I agree. J-Way just said SMU is a good team. I agree.
They're
probably one of the only teams in the country that they could afford if their starting quarterback went out. Because if you remember, Jennings didn't start. It was going to be Stone.
Yeah, Stone. Yeah, Stone's backup. And I will say that was the game I lost. That was one of the games I lost this weekend. UVA though moved the ball. UVA was in the red zone multiple times in that game against them. They could just not put points on. But they took care of business. I give SMU credit. They're a good team.
But
I know you love this team.
I think Ohio State. You play Oregon close in the Big Ten, and then you bow out. You lose it. Because I would make a case that the number one seed has a much tougher shot at getting through. If your end goal is to try to make it to the semifinals.
Yeah, but that's so hard. How are you going to look at guys and go, don't play hard?
Well, apparently Lane Kiffin wanted – Ole Miss not to, because they didn't want to play in the SEC championship game.
They didn't play hard.
Congratulations, you're not going to. But okay, so you've got Oregon, Georgia, and this is probably the biggest game thus far, outside of maybe SMU, Notre Dame, Penn State, Indiana would be a good game. I think Georgia would probably roll Tennessee.
Yeah, Yeah, Jordan. Yeah.
And then Ohio State's going to roll Arizona State. But yeah.
And we said we take Ohio State over Boise. I would take, I'm sorry, I'd take Georgia over Oregon.
I probably would have to also.
Penn State, now you had Indiana, Miami. I had Penn State, Miami. Where would you go there?
I think either team beats Miami. I think Miami has been so lucky. They remind me of the TCU team a couple years ago. They made it to the national championship. How in the world they beat Michigan, I don't know. But you remember being a Michigan fan. Yeah. Michigan came all the way back. Like they had their chances. But then what did they do in the national championship? They got embarrassed by Georgia. And I think that's what would happen.
I think with Miami, the problem with Miami, they're so entertaining because they score so many points. And I love the quarterback. And I like the running back. I like when he was at Oregon State good. Too. Yeah, I like Martinez.
Q said crushing the show. Man. Congratulations to Q.
Yes.
They just had their third baby.
Yeah, congratulations, buddy. Good to hear from Q today. That's great.
So SMU Notre Dame. Yeah, he didn't text us back, but
I know
coming on the show. That's good. SMU Notre Dame, Texas. I think Texas beats SMU. I think they probably beat Notre Dame. I don't know. A&M game this weekend is going to tell us a lot about this Texas team.
But here,
What have we heard? What have we talked about?
Well,
they haven't beaten anybody.
QB's hurt. Well, QB's hurt. I saw a stat today from somebody that they said that A&M has been favored in every game this year. So is Texas. A couple other teams I can't remember off the top of my head. But here's the spot for A&M this week. And you're going to go, well, they just lost to Auburn. How in the world are they going to win this game? Texas QB's banged up. And It's just one of those weird spots that don't you think it should have been a higher line a little bit?
5.5.
I saw 6. Okay. I haven't played it yet, but I'm probably on.
Everybody says SMU beats Texas. I love it.
You guys got to get t-shirts. Get this guy a t-shirt for SMU.
I need to order home field apparel. Use code insiders
for 15%. Get this guy a t-shirt, man. He loves
it. Ooh, he said Texas wins by 3. Yeah. I mean, you've got to think that SMU is going to be what, +9, +9.5 against Texas.
I'll tell you, I like Notre Dame to get through SMU. And then I can't stand Notre Dame being a Michigan guy. I loved when they used to play each other, but I like how Notre Dame's playing.
Where's that game? Where would the game be played if it was Oregon, Georgia? That's where it goes to bowls, right?
That goes to the bowl games.
The first round.
Yeah. Goes to the bowl games.
I think. I don't know.
It's the Indiana, not to cut you off, Matt, but like the Indiana-Penn State matchup, if that's cool. Indiana's used to bad, cold. They run the ball a little bit. You look at those matchups. I want a team from like down south going up to like a north team in one of those matchups.
Yeah. This is kind of a boring. You get Big Ten on Big Ten, SEC on SEC. And then for all intents.
Yeah, well, you got Arizona State going to Ohio State.
Because Notre Dame should be in the ACC. Trey said it'd be the Fiesta, Peach, Rose, Sugar.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Arizona State heading to Columbus. I mean, you're not at a beach front property there in Columbus during that time of the year. So
judging by the playoff committee ranking Clemson, Alabama as the first and second team out, Clemson, how much are they going to value them if they beat South Carolina? Are they telling you, okay, we just want South Carolina to lose and Clemson win so we can put them back into it?
Possibility.
And then Alabama, we've talked about it. They're 11.5-point favorites against Auburn. If you win, awesome. But does that play your way in? I guess it depends on what these other teams are doing this weekend. Arizona State goes on the road to Tucson to take on Arizona, but they're -8.5 to win. So they're not dropping out if Arizona State wins.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been on the one saying that an SEC team with three losses was going to get in. I'm sorry, Alabama is not going to get in losing to Oklahoma last
week. I'm going to buy Nick. So for those that this is your first time tuning into the show, thanks for being here. Please like and subscribe. We do this every week.
Rudy wasn't even real.
I'm going to make Nick a shirt that says Rudy isn't even real.
Oh, that's fantastic. That was good.
Auburn versus Alabama, I got upset. That's always a close game. Matt, who wrote that?
Put that one back up.
I love that. That's my favorite comment.
Yeah, that was good. That's a good comment.
Okay, so Arizona State's got Arizona this weekend. Boise State has Oregon State. They're a 19-point favorite there.
Yeah, they'll win big.
Indiana's got Purdue.
They'll win big.
SMU has Cal. They're a 13.5-point favorite.
Did you see the video of the Cal equipment guy run down somebody and tackle him for the helmet? Oh, you got to look that up.
So pretty much everybody is winning this weekend. That would need to lose for Clemson or Alabama to sneak in. Syracuse. Speaking of,
they play Miami, high scoring. I think that's an over. I think that's a good over play.
I really like Syracuse plus the points this weekend.
That would be, yeah, I like that.
Plus 11 right now.
Yeah, that's I like that one.
Joey says Auburn's playing for a bowl. Alabama's drunk her prize. Hey, I agree. I think that's a thing. Because you look at LSU. Once LSU lost that game, it was almost like the light went out a little bit. Then they didn't show up and they lost again. So a 2-loss team turned into a 4-loss team real quick. Which is good because I had under 9. Syracuse is sneaky. Yeah, everybody's on Syracuse this weekend. I like it. High total, 67.5. You like the points?
I take the over in that. I think that's a high scoring game.
Kyle McCord, maybe the most unlikable quarterback out there, or Will Howard.
I think that cigarette thing he did on the sideline. That was stupid. Yeah.
And just hats off to Ryan Day for continuing to be the most unlikable head coach in college football.
Yeah.
Man, victory formation, and then you run it in, a meaningless touchdown. When you're running back, Travion Henderson even fell down on the 1-yard line. He knew that the smart play was to not give the ball back to Indiana. Just run the clock out. What happened to Ole Miss? I thought they could say, I know. Yeah.
Take the points.
That's what happened. Big win.
Take the points.
We had just said, too, on Jeff's show before this past weekend, we were like, the team that you need to look out for is Ole Miss. Because they've got a really good defense and they've got an offense that's explosive. And what do? They go out and lose to Florida.
What did I text you guys? I wanted to see him get one more chance to throw three straight picks in a row.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
He's crying on the sidelines. Hey, Jackson, we got you the ball back. Oh, okay. Oh, throw another pick. Get out of here, man.
I wanted people to throw the hat. I wanted to see the hat like hockey. How many times he could throw a pick?
Need a screen grab that right there. Jayway said,
"Winner." Well,
if it goes to OT, that 11 is covering, my friend.
That over. That over is covering too.
All right. So hypothetically, Oregon, Ohio State. loser. Do they even drop though? Does if Oregon wins, if Ohio State wins, I think they probably just flip places. Ohio State goes to as the number one overall.
Yeah, I think they
Oregon flip. Goes to the fifth seed. But again, it's this would spell that they're going to play each other for a third time, potentially.
It's like the NBA.
We don't want that. Do we want that?
It's the NBA.
I mean, the first game was great.
Game three.
We'll see what the second game is. I also feel like Oregon has not played anybody of note lately. Like, who have they beaten that's good lately? And I'm Oregon fan. I've got Oregon future tickets. Don't think I'm talking shit about Oregon. Their last ranked opponent was in October against Illinois. Like, are you supposed to tell me that Georgia's not better than all these other teams? They would give Oregon a very good game. If Georgia beats Texas, yeah. Unless Miami wins, then I think Miami at what 12-1, they're number two.
They probably go to yeah.
No shade on Georgia, but if Tennessee upsets them, who do you see winning in Tennessee Oregon matchup?
Oregon.
I think Oregon does. I think the defense is too good.
I think both defenses are good. I just look at offenses there. Tennessee just – their offense just has not been there this year.
Colin Wilson, my brother from another mother that is a sad Arkansas fan too, he just posted projected first-round college football playoff odds. Tennessee at Georgia. Georgia would be -7. Arizona State at Ohio State. Buckeyes would be -20.5.
Yeah.
SMU at Notre Dame. Notre Dame laying 8.5. I would be all over SMU. Give me the Mustangs. Indiana at Penn State. Penn State -8.5. Yeah, I'd be on the dogs there.
Yeah, I would take a chance with the dogs there too.
Probably can't get aboard Arizona State, although I really like Kenny Dillingham, and he's really good as a dog. But 20.5 against probably the best
going in that would be that one matchup that we talked about going into like a south to the north or like west, you know, coming to the east here in a bad conditions. Columbus would be if that's bad cold, I don't know, but they do have a good running back. They pound the ball. Kind of goes, Matt, it kind of goes to like the NFL when you get in the playoffs and you got to go to like Buffalo or Pittsburgh and Cleveland. You got to pound the ball a little bit. Sometimes you can't like what hurts about like the Dolphins a little bit. If they get in the playoffs with like two, they like to throw the ball. You got to have those teams that can run the ball a little bit. And I think pound and have the offensive line, defensive line a little bit with that. Arizona State does have a really good running back that can pound the ball. Now, I don't think they match up well against Ohio State though.
Yeah. That would be my only argument to try to back the Sun Devils there would be you make this an ugly game, but I don't think they have the defense to slow them down.
You got to make it real ugly.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're at 40 minutes. Feel like we've covered a lot.
Any leans real quick before we go?
Yep. I'm on several already.
Well, can we say the one stat that has been out that, I mean, I jumped on UTSA because what's the line that no team has covered after playing Notre Dame this year? So Army just played. I was on, they just played, I just lost. I lost on this trend last week. I had UVA, they didn't cover. UTSA now playing Army +7. I jumped on the plus seven.
I'm on my first bet is for the Thursday game. I'm on Memphis plus 14 and a half.
Yeah, I like that one too. I think that's way too many points.
I think we're getting a little overvalued here on Tulane. Friday games, I've got East Carolina money line over Navy minus 121.
Yeah, can I jump on real quick? Because I saw that earlier today. Navy was minus one. That is on Scores and Odds. That's East Carolina is minus 2.5 now. I think I'm going to jump on that with you and take the money line, East Carolina.
Trey, I'm getting there. Another one of my plays, Ohio State minus 19.5 over Michigan. I think we just saw Ryan Day. He doesn't care. He doesn't care to be a dick. And he's not beaten Michigan, and I feel like it's going to be a time for a vengeance, and he's going to run up the score every chance he gets.
I have not looked at this game yet, and I'm not trying to say it being a Michigan guy. I'm not touching the plus 20 or 19.5. I'm going to go like we said last week. I'm going to look at the first quarter under. Because if Michigan can get the ball, you know what Michigan's going to try to do. They're going to try to run. I don't know if their offensive line can really control them and move the ball down the field. But if they can eat some clock here, I kind of like that under again maybe in that game. Because Michigan's defense, I think, will come out inspired. I think they'll wear down as the game goes on. So I'm going to look again. I hit that Indiana-Ohio State under. I'm going to look at it again this weekend.
Purdue money line.
Purdue money line. I love it.
I know that.
Love it. Lou Hall. We talking hoops or what? What are we talking about?
What's point spread? Georgia Tech, the Nerds versus Georgia. Well, J-Way, I'm on Georgia Tech plus 20. That's way too many points. Haynes King can sling it.
Hey, how about your
other Friday play? East Carolina money line, Georgia Tech plus 20.
What are your teams all year, man? Vandy plus 11 at home against Tennessee.
Diego Pavia covers again as a dog versus LSU. Sorry, J-Way. I know. But it's okay. Georgia doesn't care about style points. Y'all can win by 10 and walk out of there securing your spot. I'm on Kansas money line, like I said earlier, versus Baylor. Baylor's been playing better.
Yeah, they're playing well.
Probably saved Dave Aranda's job, but Kansas has a chance to become bowl eligible. And I feel like after the start of the season they've had, Jalen Daniels' career, they want to go out with, even if it's 6-6, you go to a bowl game, you extend one more game. That's important for people. If Arkansas loses to Mizzou, which they probably will, do you remember a couple years ago it was Kansas-Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl? That was fantastic football. It's like 50-48 or something.
Get ready for the Liberty Bowl. Hey, I'm going to jump on with you with Kansas.
That's all we have to look forward to,
Smith. Hey, nothing wrong with that. I mean, Michigan did get 6 wins, so, I mean, we'll be in – probably the
piece. The toilet bowl, too. What if, if Arkansas and Michigan play each other in the offhand chance that we're in a bowl game against each other, do you want to go?
Are you going to fly me somewhere? Are you going to fly me somewhere? That'd be great.
Maybe if it's Vegas. Speaking of Arkansas, I am on under 54.5.
Hey, I want to jump on that Kansas game. I was eyeing that up. Baylor was favored earlier in the day on Scores and Odds, and now Kansas is. So that's a good, little bit of a flip there. I'm with you on that. I was all over. I mean, 4 weeks in a row. Let's go, Kansas Jayhawks. Let's go.
Rock chalk. And then lastly, I'm on SMU minus 12 versus Cal. I think they need it. They need another impressive win. Cal was kind of a darling there for a little bit, and then Miami won that game late. And they kind of fell off.
How about UNC now with Mac Brown getting fired today? And then he's supposed to coach. Inspired
team. Yeah, that was kind of sad. I feel like they told him, hey, well, you're going to retire at the end of the year, right? And he said, nope, I'm coming back. And they said, okay, no, you're not.
Well, you got to remember too, Matt. He, after that game, James Madison threw like 70 on him. He said he was going to quit. He said, I'll quit. And they said, no, don't quit. You're going to stay here. So.
Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central. Memphis, Tulane.
Memphis. I'm on board with you.
14 and a half.
Yep. Good play.
I like Seth Hannigan.
Yeah, I'll dive in. We'll get it out. We'll get some plays out here in the next couple.
We'll do our official week 14 preview show. What, probably tomorrow? Because Thursday's Thanksgiving. I don't know
about it. Friday? I'm going to be
full past Friday. That. Maybe.
Do Friday late morning. Late morning would be fun.
We'll see. We'll keep you posted. But anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate it. Again, please go like and subscribe to our YouTube channel so we can grow this thing. And if you're not following us at NCAA Insiders on X, go do that. For Smitty and myself, we will see you TBD.